This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. To those of us that live here in the Klamath Basin, the news breaking last week that Klamath Falls was ranked 44th out of the top 50 places to visit in the United States really came as no surprise. At first blush, you think, well, 44 out of 50, that's not too good. But think again. It was 44 amongst the top 50 places in all of the United States. And that's a lot of places. But isolated as we might be, and with several shortcomings, most notable the lack of commercial air service to our airport, the Klamath Basin really is a great place to live. While Medford, Ashland, Grants Pass continues to grow and expand, it certainly has its disproportionate share of problems. Most notably, this last weekend, two different shootings in Medford that left two dead. And it seems like they have shootings there just about every week. Also, the traffic. Wow, that makes it not a great place to live. Bend Redmond? Nice, but again, with the influx of people moving there, housing has become almost unaffordable for anyone but the wealthy. And again, the traffic. Even with the new bypass, traffic in that area is a definite problem. Head south of the border towards Redding? Well, apologies to my California friends, but it's California. Not exactly a welcoming kind of state. Here we have clean air, regardless of what XYZ government agency wants to tell you, and we have a vast area of public lands that are just minutes from downtown Klamath Falls. Of course, you have to be aware of the constant temporary closings for whatever reason that the government likes to impose. Cost of living is very affordable here, and even the cost of housing, which is escalating throughout the entire country, is not overly excessive here. Throw in our small-town attitude, which welcomes visitors and new residents with open arms, and you get a pretty nice place to live and raise your children. Do we have warts like every community? Well, sure, but ours are pretty minor when you compare them to the alternatives that exist in and around our part of America. It just seems to me that over the last few years, the Klamath Basin has really upped its game as far as livability is concerned. I note all the new and improved parks throughout our community as a general indication. Homeless? Well, we have a few, but authorities seem to do a good job of keeping them under control. We're certainly missing a few amenities, like the aforementioned commercial air service, and I hear some complaints regarding a lack of shopping options, but we do have a nice cultural center in the Ross Ragland Theater. Nope, overall, I think the Klamath Basin should be proud of itself, and continue building on all the good things that we already have here right now. I personally think the best is yet to come. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.